this day a few years ago now, Adam. What? How many years, in fact, for you?
Well, I know her. I know that she's 57 because I know a lot about Elizabeth Shue, and it's a shame. It's quite scary that she's 57.
It's quite scary that you know.
That's a bit terrifying.
It's a real... No, I'm not going to go there. No, well, that 57 is spot on, which sort of ruins my intro to Craig Gabriel, because normally he's very good at this sort of stuff, but he's covering the French Open for us. I'm sure that he's mates with Elizabeth along the way. Craig, good morning.
Oh, Lizzie, she's an absolute sweetie. She really is. And she is a tennis fanatic.
Is she?
Yes, she is. She was a consultant on Battle of the Sexes.
On what?
She's hung around with Chrissy and Davenport and all this. Yeah, no, she's quite in with tennis, absolutely.
Righto. Well, happy birthday to Lizzie, who's 57 today.
Going up another level.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and, you know, I'm not a big Nicolas Cage fan, but she was pretty damn good in Leaving Las Vegas.
Well, there's another one. Spot on. Great call, Craig.
Yep.
Great call.
Yep.
What a good flick that was. I'm on with you.
For an Academy Award and a BAFTA and I think a Golden Globe as well for that performance.
Wouldn't be surprised. It was took all comers, that one, Leaving Las Vegas. Nice mention from you. Well played. But we're not in Las Vegas today. We're in Paris for the French Open Day 9 action. And speaking of growing and becoming a bit more prominent, Sophia Kenin took out the Australian Open start of the year. She's looking to make it two Grand Slams in the year for the first time since 2016, is it, for someone to do that?
Yeah, well, look, I would rather see Petra Kvitova win.
Oh, right. I'll just shut up then.
Oh, dearie me. But I would like to see Petra win. I think the world of her, I think she's such a lovely person, and she's the biggest name left in the women's field. She only got to the semis on one occasion at the French Open. But you ask about Sophia or Sonia, whatever she wants to call herself, it seems to change. She did win. She beat Fiona Ferro, who had a pretty good tournament up to now, 2-6, 6-2, 6-1, and then Kenin started crying at the end of the match because the emotions got to her, because the crowd was against her and she had to fight through that, and I think she got a code violation for coaching and all that sort of stuff. So there's always a little bit of drama around her, and the other one that has that sort of personality is Danielle Collins. Remember, she reached the semis of the Australian Open a couple of years ago. Well, she's still alive in the tournament as well. But her match has been postponed till tomorrow because of rain today. So, and it could be that the two Americans will play one another.
Yeah, it is interesting. she really goes under the radar, Sophia Kenin. A lot of people forget that she did win the Australian Open. So if she was to win the French, to win two Grand Slams in the one year, despite it being such a strange year, would be quite the achievement. From a men's perspective, it does look like, you know, the big names are getting through, unlike in the women's side of the draw. Is there anything that surprised you overnight?
Well, there's still a match going on. This match between Pablo Carreño Busta and Daniel Altmaier has been transferred from outside onto the Philippe Chatrier Stadium because they've got the roof closed, and the winner of this one will be playing Novak Djokovic. As far as any surprises are concerned overnight, no, I wouldn't say so. I think Stefanos Tsitsipas played a really good match. It was a nice match, actually, against Grigor Dimitrov. It was 6-3, 7-6, 6-2, and he's going to be playing Andrei Rublev, who I've got a lot of time for. Great player, such a great player. He's already won three titles this year, second only to Novak on the number of titles. He came back from a set down to beat Martin Fukovic. So those two guys, Rublev and Tsitsipas, played the Hamburg final immediately before the French Open started. And that was a really good final about 10 days ago. So hopefully we'll see a good match again.
So, Craig, before I went to bed last night, there was quite a big sort of story potentially developing around Zverev and the fact that he played ill in his last match. Now, my understanding is he got COVID. He was part of the group that got COVID in that match that tournament in Europe. Was there a suggestion that he has it again, or is it just that he had another illness and shouldn't have been playing? What was the latest there?
he had a fever and he had a bad throat, and there is opinion that he shouldn't have been playing. He actually said, "I probably shouldn't have played." That he was, you know, pretty much feeling like death warmed up, but he did, and they obviously must have given him clearance to go on court. I think, from what I understand, there has been another test, but there's been no indication as to what the situation is. They're all being tested every few days, and I think he was tested a couple of days, 1 or 2 days ago, and it was negative. So nothing more has come through from there about that, and a few players have been asked about it. One of them today was Tsitsipas, and he said, "Look, I'm not prepared to comment on that. I don't know the whole story, but it's actually not really my business to be talking about somebody else's personal situation."
Well, he's got other things he's got to worry about. He's got to get ready for his quarterfinal against Diego Schwartzman after his win today in straight sets. Craig, always nice to chat to you. We'll look forward to spending more time with you and Elizabeth tomorrow morning.
Lizzie.
Craig Gabriel, covering the French Open for us, and our new entertainment reporter, it seems, which is fantastic.
It's Elizabeth.